Okay, good morning. First, thank you, everyone, for coming. A special thanks to Dr. Maybrook, Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Brazil. We always reminisce about how long this year has been going on for. You know, the original Vav L'Chizuk HaTorah was Dr. Maybrook's idea for people learning Torah during those legal holidays. So I think this is the last hold off from that original idea of, you know, having it during New Year's and 25th and other times. So, but we still have the shirayim of that original idea, and it reminds me of a vort I heard. A vort from Rav Chanoch Friedman. Rav Chanoch Friedman is a big gaon in Eretz Yisrael. He would come to Rabbi Willig in Riverdale to collect for his kolo in Har Nof. And then those Shabbosim, Rabbi Willig would invite me to come to speak and learning with Rav Chanoch Friedman. I was his roommate. The only difference is that he never slept throughout the night. I actually went to sleep. He was up the whole night. He wrote the original Mafteach HaMektos HaChoshen before computers. They said before computers, he wrote a Mafteach V'Shas on the Tzos HaChoshen. So I remember he said over one of the Shabbosim, he said over from the Chavetz Chaim, a word from the Chavetz Chaim in the Mishnah on Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that L'malat HaTorah, in Bitalta Man HaTorah, Habe B'Teilim Yesh L'Negdecha. Mamalta b'Torah, then you get a lot of zechuyos. So what does it mean in bitalta min haTorah harbe b'teilim yesh kenegdecha? Why harbe? If you're mevatel, so what if you're mevatel? You're mevatel. Why harbe b'teilim yesh kenegdecha? What's the pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? So he said over from the Chavetz Chaim, he says like this: that a person, he learns Torah, but he has to go to work, he has to make parnasa, he has to do other things in life to help him sustain a proper Jewish home. So he makes a parnasa. So there's nothing wrong that he's making a parnasa, but he makes sure that that after he's finished with his parnasa, so then he's learning. But if a person, even when he has, so therefore, there's no bittul Torah by making the parnasa, because you have a right to make a parnasa. No bittul Torah in that. But if a person, on the day that he has off, or the time that he gets off, he's also not learning, so then megala l'mafreya, that maybe he wouldn't be learning even the times that he's making parnasa, so then he gets responsibility for bittul Torah even in all the other times that he's doing his parnasa. But if he's learning any other time that he's not doing his parnasa, so then he could say that that's really a key in his Talmud Torah, and then he's only responsible, so he's not responsible bittul Torah. But if he's off on a Sunday and he's not learning, or on a legal holiday, then he's not learning, so then the mafreya, we hold him responsible for all the other times that he wasn't learning, because he wouldn't have been learning otherwise. Haraya, that when he gets off, he still is not learning. But if he's learning all the other times, then he gets the schar. So that's what it means. Harbe b'teilim yesh kenegdecha. And I think that's the idea of the Vav L'Chizuk HaTorah, that there shouldn't be harbe b'teilim kenegdecha. And therefore, all the time that the person is doing other things, it's the same shem shamayim, then he gets schar for Talmud Torah for that as well. And Rav Hutner has a maimer, I think it's in the Parchet Yitzchak and Shavuos. He writes that we know the Yerushalmi says that a person is yotzei Birkas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. Right? If you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, but you said Ava Rabba, so Ava Rabba Yotze, and the Yerushalmi says, V'hu Sheshana Al Asar. Only if you learn After Avaraba, you learn. So that turns Avaraba into a Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, after Shmon Esrei, after Tachanun, he takes out a Sefer, he learns something special, then Avaraba, so becomes a Birkas HaTorah. That's how the Yerushalmi says. In other words, if you wouldn't have Shana Al Asar, then it wouldn't be a Birkas HaTorah. But if you Shana Al Asar, that's the Tosis quotes, then it becomes a Birkas HaTorah. So the Shaila is, what's this idea of, I mean, if it's a Birkas HaTorah, is it a Birkas HaTorah or not a Birkas HaTorah? What is it? Shana Al Asar, it becomes a Birkas HaTorah. So Rav Hutna writes in the Pachat Yitzchak, he says that really you have a bracha, a Birkas HaTorah, a Birkas HaMitzvah, so it only speaks about the particular mitzvah you're doing. You make a bracha on tzitzis, so you make a bracha on tzitzis. You don't speak about tefillin. You make a bracha on tefillin, it's about tefillin. So you make a bracha lasak v'divrei Torah, it's only about Torah. But Rabba Rabba, says Rav Hutna, is very expansive. It's not only about Chaim is called Divrei Salma Torah Secha Ba'ava, the Dabik Veinu B'mitzvah Secha. It's not only about Limud HaTorah. It's about mitzvahs, other things as well, besides Talmud Torah. Called Divrei Salma Mitzvah Secha, you know, other things as well. So he says like this, because the word is, when a person does a mitzvah, so that's a kiyum also in Talmud Torah. Because if a person is just learning, he's not mekayim mitzvahs, so then his Torah wasn't almanas lasos. So it's a chisaron in his Talmud Torah. So the mitzvahs that he does is not only a kiyum in tefillin and tzitzis and other things. The mitzvahs he does is also a kiyum in lat in Talmud Torah, because it makes his Talmud Torah almanas lasos. So, but how do you know? So he says like this, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that we know that if a person has a mitzvah that he has to do, and he can't do it all yidei achayrim, no one can put tefillin on for me. I have to put my own tefillin. No one can put tzitzis on. I have to do it myself. So then he's mevatel Talmud Torah to do the mitzvah. But then the Rambam says, v'achakach chozer l'talmudo. So Rav Hutna asks, isn't that pashut? V'achakach chozer l'talmudo? What's the chiddush? You have to admit, you go back to the learning. So what's the chiddush in that? So Rav Hutna said like this, because if you don't go back to the learning, so then you're showing that maybe you wouldn't have been learning anyway. In other words, if you would have been learning anyway when you're now doing a mitzvah, so you get a kiyum for Talmud Torah also, because you're saying, I really want to be learning that, but I have to do a mitzvah, or else what's the learning worth if it's not al menas lasos? So then you get a kiyum, when you put on your tefillin, you get a kiyum for Talmud Torah, because that means that your learning of Hilchos tefillin was al menas lasos. So then you get a kiyum for Talmud Torah, as well. So that's why Rav Hutna says, the Rambam says, v'chaka chozer l'talmudo, so then the mitzvah that you did, that you mevatel Talmud Torah to do that mitzvah, is also a kiyum for Talmud Torah. Haraya, I would have been learning anyway. I just can't, because I had to do the mitzvah. What's the raya? Then right afterwards, I went back to the Talmudo, and that's the same idea we said from the Chavetz Chaim, that if a person is learning, a person has a right to have a parnasa and mevatel Torah for that parnasa, because that's a kiyum in his in avodas Hashem. But if he's not learning anyway on the days that he has off, so then he shows that he wouldn't have been learning anyway. Then he doesn't get a kiyum in Talmud Torah. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim said. From the Chavetz Chaim, that if you're not gonna, if you've mevatel the Torah and you're not gonna learn even the times that you don't have the responsibility of parnasa, then harbe betalim yesh kenegdecha. Then and that's the idea of Shana Al Asar, says Rav Hutna, and Avar Rabba as well, that you're learning right after Avar Rabba to show that the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Avar Rabba is also a kiyum in Talmud Torah. So the whole Avar Rabba is only speaking about Talmud Torah, because the mitzvah is also a kiyum in Talmud Torah. If you would have been learning otherwise, then you get a kiyum when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're putting up your sukkah, you also get a kiyum in Talmud Torah, provided that you would have been learning otherwise. And that's the Shana Al Asar. So therefore, if you're Shana Al Asar, you were learning the whole time, and therefore the Avar Rabba is only about Talmud Torah. It's only about Talmud Torah, because if Yeshona al-Asar, then the mitzvahs that are mentioned are also key in Talmud Torah, and Mimela, then it can function as a Birkas HaTorah. And that's what Shat in the Yerushalmi says, Rafutna. So I think this is the makor of Dr. Maybrick's idea of the Vad L'Chizuk HaTorah. And this is, and now Baruch Hashem, you know, Rabbi Bleich once said over that there was some machloikis in some community, about one community made a koilel, and then they made another koilel because they didn't want to have this koilel. So he said, someone said, in Shamayim, you'll get tzchar for both kolim, because your koilel, so all the other programs that came about afterwards, that all Megalgel from his original idea of having the Vad L'Chizuk HaTorah in Kew Garden Hills here. So not only in Kew Garden Hills, but B'chol Asar V'Asar, in all communities that you have these ideas of programs. But he was the originator many years ago. So Megalgelim, all those chuyas for him, it should be his chus for him and his whole family for many years to come. And we thank Dr. Horowitz and the Brazil and everyone coming, and we note the presence of Rav Schoenfeld here, so it's a big schuss to be here, and usually I don't speak this lot, but since there's no other speaker here, so I speak this lot as well, and then we'll have the shiur, and then I'll say some divrei. That wasn't even the divrei chizuk. okay, and then maybe we'll daven mincha, we'll see how the time goes, okay. So the topic of today's shiur is a very broad discussion of Kedusha's basic neshes, the Tashmishe Kedusha. And the impetus of the shiur was a certain Rav was redoing the shul and was asking me, and he spoke to Rav Shecht about this, about the Aron Kodesh, that the Aron Kodesh was a big Aron Kodesh, and now they're making a new shul, and it didn't fit in. And the question of what to do with this Aron Kodesh, they had to put it in Geniza, it was very big, it's not so easy to put a couple of things in Sheamus, it's easy, but they have a whole little thing like, what was the status? So I was eyeing into that Indian a little bit, plus other things regarding Kedusha's basic nesses, which is a very broad topic that cannot be covered fully in one session, even if it's pretty long here. But I think then that Parshas Vayetze, as my friend Rav Moshe Shapir said, talks about Kedushas HaMokom here. So I figured this could be the topic for this year's shiur. So okay, now we can start. Leon's here. Now we can start. Okay, in this week's parasha, the Torah tells us, "Vayivka b'mokom v'yolot shem kivah Hashemesh v'yikach me'avne hamokom v'yosim rashoso v'yishkav b'mokom hu." And we know that Rashi says that the Vayivka b'mokom is the mokom hamikdash, and that was the place where originally Yaakov Avinu said, "How could it be? I missed this place. I passed it by. I didn't daven here." So he came back, and he had kfitzas aderech, and the whole story, but there was the Mokom HaKadosh, and we know there's a mitzvah in the Torah on page 3, V'osu li mikdash v'shachati b'soichom. There's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, right? That's one of the mitzvahs that we have, the Tariq mitzvahs, to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the Zohar HaKadosh on page 4 says that the Asuli Mikdash on the fourth line from where the bracket fifth line, Asuli Mikdash Tam, the Chol Beit Kenishta the Alma Mikdash Mikri. There was every base Kenishta, any base Kenesis is also a Mikdash Ma'at. So therefore, some of the Achronim point out that there's a mitzvah, and there's a Tosefta in Bava Metzia, that there's a mitzvah to have a shul in a community. What does that mean? It means even though there could be very nice people who say, you can use my basement for this, and you can use my basement, we'll have all these satellite minyanim, but it's not a makom kavua. It was my basement. I'm nice. You want to come? I have a minion here once, you know. But it's not a makom that's miyuchad for tefillah, so it doesn't have kedushas beis hakneses. So you daven there, but you don't get the chashivas of having davening in a shul. And there's a mitzvah to have osuli mikdash. Part of this Zohar Kodesh holds part of the osuli mikdash of building a beis hamikdash is having a mikdash ma'at in every community. That's why the Tosefta in Bava Metzia says that you could put a tax on the community, that everyone should contribute to build a shul that's not just a place that you're gonna, you know, like some shul, some communities, they didn't, you know, in their formative days, the Shabbos minyan was in the gym. They had a day school, and the Shabbos minyan was in the gym. And then ultimately they built a real shul. But so a gym is not a base knesses. So you daven there, whatever, you know. People make a big deal about the Daf Yomi, that they have the Siyam HaShas in Madison Square Garden, and this. It's not so pushy that's, I mean, it's a mile, so many people are coming together, but, you know, the pashas is davening in a shul or a base medrash has more kedusha than, question, are you even allowed to daven in such a place that's miyuchad for holiness and things like that? Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says you can have a nightclub in a hotel, and then so that nightclub's at night, but they use that same room to have a minyan for shachris. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva he thinks it's better to daven biyichidus than to daven in such a place. But just like Rav Moshe says that we see there's a din that Rav Ami and Rav Ashi dafka. Yomar says in Brachas, Dafka davened in the place where they learned. So you see that place has a special kedusha where they learned. It's Misayeya the Tefillah. And therefore, and there are two opinions of Rishonim. Some say, well, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is either according to some, the two opinions in Rabbeinu Yonah. One opinion is that even though the shul had a bigger minion, but, so it was a Rovam Hadras Melech, so they're forfeiting Rovam Hadras Melech to daven Dafka where they learned. So that was a siyuah to the tefillah. And the other day, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, that even b'yechidus, even b'yechidus, the fact that they were davening with Mokum that they learned, those are the 2 days. So Rav Moshe says, so the opposite is also true. That if, just like the Gemara says, that if you daven in that Mokum Kedusha, it's mala, you know, the tefillos, it's something very special about the tefillos. So if it's a mokum that's miyuchad laholulus, so then it's magareya. So therefore he writes that he thinks it's better to daven biyichidus. So I always think whenever they make the Siyam HaShas in these stadiums, I always wonder what Rav Moshe would have said about without the Rabbi Hishru. I'm not here to criticize anybody, but it's just a thought that just travels through my mind. When, you know, it's always nice to have a lot of Jews together. It's a big Kiddush Hashem, etc., but there's something that I sometimes think about. Okay. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, on page 5, L'chein emor ko amar Hashem elokim ki yichakti magoyim v'chi hafososim barotzos ve'hi lohem l'mikdash ma'at barotzos ha-shabol shom. So this is the source of the phrase mikdash ma'at, which is the Gemara says in Megillah on Pafkes Amid Aleph on page 7, Vehilam Mikdash Ma'at Amar Yitzchak Eilu Bote Kenisios Hu Bote Midrasha Shebebotel. The Mikdash Ma'at. And we know the Gemara says over here also that what? That all the shuls, all the Bote Kenisios and the Bote Midrashos are seeding to be in Eretz Yisrael, and I'd like to say over just for the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi says a big important yesod, It's not in the Sefer Kedushas Levi. It's in another Sefer, Piskam and Kaddishin, and one of these other Sfarim that I have words from the Kedushas Levi. I said this over recently. He says, the Gemara that says, Asidim Bate Knesios or Bate Midrashos to be in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Chiddush. Because, look, how many hours a day are you in the shul? You daven Minchi, you daven Mar, Shachris. How many hours a day? Okay, in the Shishiva, the whole day. But where are you really the whole day? You're in your house. I mean, that's where you're really living. So he says, the Jewish homes, that for sure is Asidim to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Chiddush is even the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos are going to be in, but the Ikar Kedusha, you know, that you have is the home. So that's why I was speaking this week in Stern College about the importance of the Kedusha of the home. The Kedusha of the home, of what we let in our homes, because that's where the Ikar Kedusha is. You know, you can have a nice shul and a nice thing, but if the home, you let things into the home, that's what the Shalach HaKadosh says, Shoftim v'shotritim l'cha b'chol sharecha. So the Pashup Shah, we understand what it means. He says it means also, you know, the Shalach HaKadosh on every Parsha has a Derech Tochachas Musa. He has 5-6 Musa vorts on every single Parsha in the Torah. You know, very fundamental. So on this board, he says that a person's body, he has openings. He has his ears, his eyes, his nose. He has to put shotrim and shotrim to know what are you going to let in your eyes? What are you going to let in your ears? What are you going to... Because that's going to change who you are. So what are you going to let in your home? So the Asidim Bapei Knyosev Bapei Medroshos, the Kedushos Levi says, that's a Chiddush. Even that is also going to be in the Lossid level. But the Jewish home, that's the Ikeh, that we have to keep the Jewish homes to be Kaddish. And today, the big Nisoyan with all the technology of the computers and the internet and everything they have today became a bigger Nisoyan than, you know, the old days, the television was the... The television, you know, what's television? Yeah, well, all these other things today that have to be kept an eye on to be shoftim v'shotritim to l'cha b'chol sharecha. Okay. Oh. Now, this din of Ahilahem Mikdash Ma'at, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, so according to many, it's only a din d'rabban. It's only a din d'rabbanon. Maybe even the Zohar Kodesh is only like an asmachta that's part of the Osuli Mikdash. The Sefer Yireim, Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Sefer Yireim on page 8, Rav Elezer Mimitz, he says, Mora Mikdash v'yareis v'alkecha, siva b'kones odom l'mikdash o beis kineses o beis midrash, sheyinog mahem mora v'kibud. You have to have mora v'kibud, d'chziv, parshas b'har Sinai. It's a so sorry, Tishmoru Mikdoshi Tirol. Lo Mikdoshi Atayori, Amisha Hisir al Mikdosh, Peshman Borch Kalishborchu, Matsiru Batek Knesses, Batin Medrash, Shenikru Mikdosh. So the Sefer Yireim is saying that included in the Mora Mikdosh is what? Is the base Knesses and the base Medrash. So it seems, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that the Yireim is perhaps saying that he's quoting it here in his discussion of the Tayyag Mitzvahs, that this would be perhaps a din d'oraisa of the Kavod HaMikdash. That's why Rav Shechter always likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik that, as the Gemara says, you look at it, I have it in the page here, that... that the Gemara says in Brachas Adap Samach Gimel that the Knesses is the Mokom of the Hashros Hashchin of Beis Hashem. Here, take a look on page 19 from Rav Shechter Sefer here on Eretz Hashri on page 19. He says Hagdarish Mikdash Ma'at on page 19 on the bottom on the right side. Here, Inyan Zeh Mikdash Ma'at Shemati Mikvod. The place where we can be together with the Shechina. What's the difference between the base Mikdash and the base Knesset? So the Hevdel Shabbinem is the base Mikdash, who base Hashem, and the Vavakrim Etzlo. That's the base Hashem. Vilu base Knesset, who beitenu, Hashem Yisbarach Mevaker Eitzleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting us. So that's what the Gemara says in Brachas on Samach Gimel. He says, we know the halacha is that you can't make a kapandarya, a shortcut, right, from a shul. People shouldn't cut through the shul, make a shortcut from the shul. So the Gemara says in Brachas, where do we know that from? Ki beso. Ma beso akabataria kapit inish. Just like your own home. You wouldn't want people coming in your house, say they can go through your house. They can cause them to not have to go around the whole block. They can just go through your house. So he says you wouldn't be happy to do that. And so too, and Rekika Mil Lokal Av Beis Knesses Akabatari Huda Osir. So therefore, it goes to the status of your house. So therefore, he writes in the next paragraph, the Mishnah Berurah says, and then the Gemara says that Rekika Mino is somebody puts on shoes in. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't put on shoes, but in your house, people wear shoes in the house. And Rekika, so people would spit. He says today we wouldn't be happy if somebody would be spitting in our homes. So he says you follow Kibeso, the standard of whatever you would allow in your home should be the standard that what you allow in the shul. So therefore, he likes to say from Rav Soloveitchik that in the winter months when people come to shul with the rubbers and the galoshes, things like that, so we know in anyone's home, the second you come in the home, you take off, you don't walk around the whole thing. So he thought, Rav Schechter from Rav Soloveitchik, that the same thing should apply to a Beis Knesses as well. That would be a pagam in the Kedushas Beis Knesses if one would be walking around with these, boots and things like that, which would be the thing that we, just like the Gemara says, we measure a kibeso, Gemara Barakas Samach Gimel, so this would be perhaps, Shefet Sefer Rav Soloveitchik, this would be perhaps an example of something that would be a violation of kibeso, because in your own private home, when your guests come, they know right away, they take off the boots right away, and they leave it by the front door, they don't walk around as well. Okay. Now, when it comes to a Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash, so the question is, what is the Kedusha? What type of Kedusha does a shul have? We'll discuss Bez Hashem later about that you can make a T'nai in the Beis Knesses. You can make and we'll have to discuss what does that mean, a T'nai, and a T'nai, and therefore what? Therefore, if I could do what? What everything goes now because it's the T'nai or not? So we'll have to see. So the first mission on the last parak of Megillah on page 10 discusses B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru Rechovo Shal Ir Lokim B'Domav Beis Knesses Lokim Teva Lokim Mitpachos. So the different things that you could sell, and then you use the money to buy something of a higher a kedusha, because the money has kedusha as well. The money has kedusha as well. And then so we're going to have to understand that then presumably the Kedusha leaves the first place and then it goes on the money, and then you have to buy something of that level or more of Kedusha with the money. So the Gemara says on the bottom on page 11, Amar Rav Loshanu El Shalom Machru Shiva Tuve Ha'ir B'Maymen Anshe Ha'ir. Have a mochru shiva tuve yir b'maymen ashe ha'ir, afilu l'nishta be'shikra shapir dami. So it's the only time the money has kedusha, that when you sell the Beis Knesses, you have to use the money for something of kadosh, is when it was not sold by the... In other words, there's a concept in the Gemara here of shiva tuve ha'ir. And these were the people who represented the community. You know, as someone said to me, like, the different shuls have the people who are in the shul who are representing the community. Like someone said, like Rabbi Kochman said, the different shuls things work differently. Kaboim, board members, however the it works in that particular shul. So if they sell the shul, and with the knowledge, as one pointed out, of the Anshei Ha'ir, so then the money, so not only the Kedusha leaves of the thing that they sold, but even the money doesn't have the Kedusha, and then you could take the money and buy beer. That's the example he gives. You can buy beer with the money. Go do whatever you want with the money. Okay, so we'll talk about that more, Bez Hashem, as the shiur goes on. Then the Gemara here in Megillah on Chavav Amud Beis on page 12 says, what about if these things that mentioned in the Mishnah you gave a matana pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina chad osar v'chad shari. So the question is, what is the story of giving these things as a matana? Manda also behind the tifka kiddush also manda shori he loved to have a lehanami ne lo have a yoyv le had to have a le matana kizvini. So in other words, on one hand you give a matana, so where's the kiddusha going to go? In other words, if you give money, so then you buy something with the money. Now the kiddusha is on the money, but a matana, he says, where the first opinion says that it's still, if you give matana, so the kedusha is still there. Manda also behind tivka kedusha. Where is the kedusha? Manda shori, he says no. Is that any time you're giving something matana, there must be some ulterior motive that if he wouldn't have then given you hana from before. So you wouldn't have given him this matana. So it's like a zvini, and therefore the kedusha could leave, because it's like doing a transaction, which you're giving him a matana because he did the toivah for you in the past. Oh, so the Ramban on page 13. Says in the second hour, Hashta Kashlim Kane Hech Nimkar Halo Dava Haroy Lagufu Mekdoshim Einu Nifta. He says, what's this idea? Usually, if something has kedushas haguf, like you have an animal that you makdish the animal, right? So you can't be poded, right? That's kedushas haguf, doesn't go lechulin, right? Something that has kedushas haguf doesn't go lechulin. So what is the idea that these things could go to Chulin, and the money goes, and the Kedusha goes on the money. And then the Gemara speaks about Matana, that the Kedusha could leave even by Matana, because really every Matana is a transaction also. So what's the idea? How does the Kedusha leave? So Shaina, you wrote So let's take a look before we see what the Ramban says. Let's take a look, and this is going to be a fundamental discussion here on page 12, back in the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara tells us there are two things: there's the Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. So Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrokim, right? In other words, Tashmishe Mitzvah is something that you use to do a mitzvah. A lulav, a shofar, right? So after Sukkot, you don't have to put the lulav in Shemus, you don't have to put the lulav in Geniza. Just this week we got rid of our lulav. Somehow we don't get rid of it right away. The kids like playing with it. But the so we put it in a separate bag. In a separate bag, so it's derech, not derech b'zayin. But you don't put it in Sheamus, because there's no kedusha to the things that you use for a mitzvah. Shofar, tzitzis, lulav, all these things. But tashmishei kedusha nignozim. But something that has what's called tashmishei kedusha, so even if you stop using it, you have to put it in Geniza. You know, it has to go buried in the Sheamus. Veilin tashmishei mitzvah. What's tashmishei mitzvah? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. Right? Sukkah, right? So you want to get a new sukkah. So the old sukkah. So you just you get rid of. You put it. You don't have to put it in the Geniza. The lulav shofar tzitzis. Veilin tashmishei kedusha. Teluskemi svarim tefillin umezuzah. V'tik shol sefer Torah v'naktik shol tefillin urtziyo seim. So he says that you have all these things. You have the sefer Torah. You have tefillin. These things are guf hakedusha, and the things, and even the things that are around them, the tefillin zekel that you put the tefillin in, also that's tashmishei kedusha, and therefore, if you want to stop using it, you can't just throw it out. Even bederach kavod, it has to be buried. Well, so we'll speak more about these two categories of tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha. But let's go back now to the Ramban. The Ramban says, on page 13, in the bottom paragraph on the right side, Yeshu Yashiv Lomar, the base Knesses, also Ketashmishe Mitzvah, Kulula Vesuka. That what is base Knesses? What Kedusha is it? So the Ramban says it's a Tashmish Mitzvah. So it's a, just like I use a lulav to do mitzvah, I use a shofar to do a mitzvah, so then I use a shul to do a mitzvah, to daven, to learn, whatever you... V'hein atzmam afapishin izrakim lach hazman, bizman ha-mitzvah yishvim kedusha shol kovod. He said, in other words, a lulav and a sukkah, so when I'm finished using it, so I could throw it out. But when I'm not finished using it, I'm still using it, still sukkahs now, so then it has a certain kedusha, what he calls kedusha shel kavod. Kedamrin hasam also lahartzos mos keneged ner shel chanukah. Tavirim ba v'chiner kedusha yeshbo u'maskara da osur. Hasam namid noy sukkah osur l'stapik. All these things while the sukkah is in use, so you can't, you know, you have to treat it with kavod. You can't just throw it out. It's still sukkahs. So therefore, now let's go on the next column on the left side, third, fourth, sixth line. Lefichach beis haknesses kol zman shebnei ha'ir rotzim bo u'mitzvasan olav. So if you have a shul, as long as the shul is in use or potentially in use, meaning the shul is in use, even though you're only davening there certain hours during the day, but it's in use 24/7 it's in use. And even if it's not in use, a few bechurbono adayin lo over zman mitzvasa roi l'shapetz bovelim nozo. You could still bring it back, right? So even if the shul is not, you know, some shuls the shul is closed now, but you never know. It could be you didn't sell it yet. So as long as you didn't sell it, so it still has kedusha, because that's aval nimlechu lemachro kvar avar zman mitzvaso. But once you decide that we're selling the shul, so that's like sukkahs is over now. Sukkahs is over, and now the lulav could be nizrak. For avar zman mitzvaso kesukkah la'achar shiva v'nifku kedusha minei. So therefore, the pshat with selling these things that are mentioned in the Mishnah is once you sell them, once you're deciding to sell it, so now the mitzvah is over. It's like Sukkot is over, Rosh Hashanah is over, etc. And now it doesn't have kedusha, and then if you sell it, the kedusha will go on the money. So that's what he writes on the bottom. ועכשיו, כל העניין מיושב, שאם אוכל שיבה טוב העיר, שלא במים מרן שעיר, זו איש אשר נוכל בדום אב טבע. ומסתם לא ניחו להו, אנשי העיר לחושי מצווה שלהם, אף על פי שיש להם אחרס. In other words, the Kedusha really leaves. So why does it go on the money? Because the people, even the Zayin Tuvei Ir, the representatives of this, who are going to Mokim Midom Tehim, it's Tama Lo Nichalahu, Ir Lachushi Mitzvah Lehem Afal Pishay Shal Macheres, Lo Shihei Midom Kedusha Mamish, Liosim Asum Bahana, Ala Shein Rishayim Lo Tzim Asachem Kedin Stoka, Shabbos Lidei Gabai, Ki Inna Omor, Heim Chiris Asfarim, אבל אם מוכרס טובי עיר, מי מנת שהעיר, כיוון שהסכימו כולם שאין רוצים מאוד בבינה. So he says like this. Once they sell it, so you still want the Kedusha to go on, so it goes on the money. But once it's sold by the Shiva Tuvei Ir, with the consent and knowledge of the whole community, so then, even then it's mamish over. In other words, there's levels of being over. There's over, and there's really over. So if it's the Shiva Tuvei Ir sell it, but it wasn't with the consent of everybody, wasn't the knowledge of everybody, so then the money still has its kedusha, and then you have to buy with it something of that level or higher. But once it's sold by the Zayin Tuvei Ir, B'mayimet Anshei Ha'ir, so then the whole thing is over, and even the money doesn't have kedusha, because the whole idea of the kedusha is that it's like a tashmish mitzvah. So Kolzman, the shul is functioning, it's Kaddish, and even when the shul stops functioning, potentially it could come back, so it's still Kaddish. But once the sale is made, so then there's no Kedusha there, and then the question is, will there be Kedusha on the money? That depends whether the Anshei Ha'ir were sold at the Maimon Anshei Ha'ir or not. That's the Ramban's approach to a shul. The Ran says a different shot. The Ran on page 15. See, he wants to say a different idea than the Ramban. Ramban says it's a tashmish mitzvah. So he says the arrow is on the left side. Yeah. So he says that he thinks lefichach nirali, the first word on the line is pligi. Lefichach nirali hakneses kavasa kevich ikra also lomar bo dover shebekdusha. He tilu bo chachamim kedusha midivrayim. So he says differently. In other words, the Ramban is saying there's no really kedusha of the Torah shul. It's a tashmish mitzvah, just like the lulav doesn't have kedusha. It's that you have to be respectful. It's the kedusha of kavod, but it's not an intrinsic kedusha. It's a din of kavod. The Ran says no. Chachamim gave it a kedusha. He tilbo kedusha midivrayim. They gave it a real din kedusha midivrayim. Neither rabbanim, as Rav Shach pointed out. And tafil hisnu alav. And then the kedusha could go onto the money. Hilkach beishem machru shiva tuvayir, but my manashir or lo my manashir la olam damid nasim the kedushas beis kanesis umifka kedushasi gabayu. But he says that if the Shiva Tuvei Ir sell it alone, then the Domim still have the Kedusha. If it goes out with the Maimon She'ir, then they leave. So it comes out of a fundamental machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban. What is the nature of a Kedusha of a Shul? That according to the Ran, according to the Ramban, a Shul is like a Lulav. So a lulav, you have to respect the lulav. Kol zman that you're still using the lulav. Once sukkahs is over, you're not using it anymore. So then, then there's no kedusha anymore. I mean, and even during sukkahs, there's no real kedusha. It's just It's a kedusha shel kavod, as he calls it, but it's not an intrinsic kedusha like a korban has that intrinsic kedusha. It's a kedusha shel kavod. But once sukkahs is over, then there's no kedusha. And once you decide to sell the shul, so then you could mafkia the kedusha on the money, etc. But the Ran says no. The Ran says that it's a real kedusha midrabanan, but it's a real kedusha. It's the Chacham gave it a real din of kedusha, not just like a lulav. There's none just like a lulav. So is there a nafkamina between these opinions? So if you take a look at the Bir Halacha, I point that out on page 17. So here he's talking about the halacha of selling a shul and removing the kedusha. So he says, "Miu," the second arrow, "Miu ein din ze boro de ze mukhrach l'shitas Haran." Avodas Ramban v'siyot u'mashim shivatu v'yer b'van ha'shir ali v'kochayu af b'li mechira. So he wants to say that if you hold like the Ran, that it's a real kedusha. So how do you get rid of a real kedusha? You have to be paid it. You have to have a real mechira. So you do a mechira, so then the kedusha go on the money. Because according to the Ran, the shul has real kedusha. According to the Ramban, there's no real kedusha. It's just a respect, but it's not an intrinsic kedusha. I can be respectful for something that doesn't have real kedusha. I treat it like it's kaddish, but it's really not kaddish, according to the Ramban. But according to the Ramban, there's real kedusha. So the only way you can get real kedusha away is if you point it. So you do mechira. So then the kedusha goes from the shul to the money. But according to the Ramban, there's real kedusha. But according to the Ramban, there's no real kedusha. So therefore, he says aval the das Ramban third arrow. The siyad the mashon the shiva tuveyer b'may melech shir alima kochayu apali mechira. In other words, if the board of directors, together with the synagogue, says we decided that we're going out of business, the shul finished, we're not having meat someplace else, the shul is no longer functional. So there was no mechira, but he says according to Ramban, there was no real kedusha in the first place. So it was, once you really, so he say he doesn't even think you need a mechira. And that's how the Bir Halacha explains the machloikas between, because the Ran and Ramban don't really tell you. So what's, I mean, conceptually there's a difference, but practically, so the Bir Halacha is giving you a lemaisa that according to the Ran, the kedusha could only leave through a pidyon, through a mechira. Yeah. And according to the Ran, the money's only chulin if it's zayin tu ve'ir b'mayim eran she'ir. So the idea is that's. Like maybe the word is that I think it says that it goes on, but then it evaporates, so to speak. You know, look, even according to, because like this, I'll tell you, even the Ran is saying only midivrayim, so it's not like a korban. That's the real thing, the real dindaraisa. So Chachamim made their gedarim how they wanted, but they wanted you to go through the channels of what regular kedusha is when you pose the regular kedusha, and then they can make the rules that once you went through the channels, then the kedusha can evaporate. And if it's maimanan she'ir, then it could tazay tuveir, but maimanan she'ir, it'll go on the money, and then the kedusha will go away. But if it would be a din d'oraisa, you'd be right. But at least you have to go through those channels, the Bir Halacha says, and he says according to Ramban, he doesn't even think you need to go through the channels. That you could just declare we're over. Well, so now let's discuss a little. And in the Sefer Binyan Av, it's Bakshi Daron here on page 22, he also discusses this machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. He says like this, Venira, on the left side of page 22, this paragraph that begins Venira. Besides the conceptual difference between the Ran and the Ramban, he says he thinks that there's a practical nafkemina. L'das Rishon shekedushas beis haknesses kedusha atzmis kedushas hamikdash hakedusha chal biyuchad beis haknesses b'tfilim shemkach isn't little go b'kol imo yekedushu beis haknesses vidnu b'rosh lo tochol b'kedusha in a kodesh kol kedusha shatluy b'das hamikdash. He thinks now you could say a kula. There was before the Bir Halacha wants to say a nafkemina, the Ran is l'chumra and the Ramban is l'kula. He wants to say maybe you could say a kula within, because if it's a din in kedusha, so then kedusha you could decide what type of kedusha it should be, or you could make a tanai in the kedusha because you're the mekadesh. So if you say that I want to make a tanai, then it you could limit the kedusha. Kol kedusha is tlua b'das hamakdish. Ulam kedusha beis haknesses. But if you say that it's a din in the kavod, ulam. So he wants to say the Ramban could be a chumra also, because if a kedusha of kavod, so then you can't decide that you're not going to be noheg kavod. But if it's okay, you could argue with this, but. Okay, but that's the that's his mahala. Oh. Oh, we're gonna get to that. Okay, we're gonna get to that. Okay. Okay. So now I wanna now discuss with you that Gemara of Tashmishi Mitzvah, Tashmishi Kedusha. So the Pashat Pshat is like this. What? We have a Sefer Torah. You know, the concept of the Guf HaKedusha, like the Sefer Torah, right? That's the Guf HaKedusha. That's the Guf HaKedusha. And Rav Shechter here has this in the Sefer that the Guf HaKedusha usually emanates from Kedusha's Ksav, like a Torah, a Mezuzah, etc. That's what he says here on page 20. That's what he thinks, he quotes here on page 19 at the bottom. He says, "Hinei achilak v'braisa shebein tashmishi mitzvah shenizrokim v'bein tashmishi kedusha shenignosim d'ishasham v'bein tashmishi mitzvah shtukah lulav shofar tzitzis." So why is one, what's the difference between lulav and the mezuzah? Sarach l'havin mageder hevdal eiza chefzah shal mitzvah dino k'tashmishi kedusha. So this is what he wants to say, that the Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah dinam k'tashmish k'dushas kulam yeshem k'dushas k'sav shal Torah. Hoshei mishamshim l'ksav shal Torah. In other words, so the Sefer Torah has k'sav shal Torah. And the mantle on the Sefer Torah, that's tashmish to k'dusha. Because that has that's no k'sav, even though you have dedications and things like that, but that's not real k'sav. It's mishamish to Torah. And okay, and the lulav, even though we do have a concept of what a korban has kedushas haguf, even though there's no real ksav, but that's how he wants to explain the difference. Okay, but whatever the case may be, we know that the Torah is the guf hakedusha. So the guf hakedusha, there's nothing you can do. The Torah is the Torah. You can't undo a Torah. And the mantle is Tashmisha Kedusha. Right? So, and say for example, here, you have right here, you put the Sefer Torah on this, right? So the Torah's on here. So this this plastic is also Kaddish, right? Because the Torah weighs on this. So then the big question is, so what right do we have to put the Pushka? Right, we have to put the pushka on the on the plastic. The plastic is tashmish kedusha. So what right do you have? So and then we know in many shuls, we're not so makbid that we put things on the parsha sheets and whatever things and the talesim. So the Truma Sadeshin has a truva about this on page 25. He says, nagu lihanus bekama. You have to realize that the person points out that the Truma Sadeshin, he wrote the questions and the answers. So you always can learn from the questions also, because he wrote it. It's not like Igros Moshe and someone sent him a question. You know, all different types of people sent for Moshe questions. You know, big Talmidei Chachamim and then interesting other people. All different types of people. You know, there was somebody I used to know very well. His name is Mr. Shatten. He was from the Lower East Side. And he was no longer alive. He was a character. And he used to come. He was a big fan of the YU basketball team, the Macs. And he would come to every game. He would make sure to be at every game, I think even the away games. And then before he would, that's a big chassid to go to even to the away games. And so he would eat in the cafeteria. So in those days before I was married, I used to eat dinner in the cafeteria. So he was there. I would eat with him. So he said, you know, when the Moshe wrote the Sefer, I wanted to be in the Sefer. So I asked him a shayla so I could be in the Sefer. So there's a famous tshuva, that the tshuva about going on the train during rush hour, that you're going to be, you know, knocked against a woman or something like that. So you look, that tshuva is written to this man, Mr. Shatten, from the Lower East Side, who he said he wrote the shayla because he wanted to get in the Sefer. So so it worked. He's in the Sefer. So there are a lot of interesting people in the Sefer, in Rav Moshe's, you know, Rav Moshe treated everyone with respect, all people. In the Truma Sadeshin, so he wrote the questions, he wrote the answers. It's a different type of Sefer. So he says, the Olam is Mekel. So what's the Heter? He says, Tshuva, yeh, di'im lo hisnu aleim mitchila, you make it tonight. You can also make it tashmir. You make it. Most of the pshiti they ain't sad heter. The chorus should be also. I feel tashmir shalai. Even if you're just doing it for one time, I want to put my pushki here. I want to put my coat or whatever it is for 2 seconds. It should be also. So what? So lemaisa, why do people make it? So he says. On the next page, take a look. So he quotes the Gemara in Shavuos. Kaigavna, I'm reading bottom line on the left, on the right side. Per kamad Shavuos, leiv based on masna leiv. In other words, Bezin sometimes has the ability to say, like they have too many korbanos tamidim, right? There are only a certain amount of days in a year. Atamidim shalohutzchul tzar chepu shibu shayol yochol oim kedushas aguf, right? Even though there should be kedushas aguf on these korbanos, we have excess, so we put these for the tamidim. So Bezdin could make a tanai, even though we didn't make the official tanai. So Bezdin knows that at the end of the year they're going to be extra korban to me, then we revoke the kedusha. So he says that they have this ability that lev based in masna. So he says the same thing over here. So he says the same thing over here. So the leiv based on masna, that in the shuls, people are going to need to do things. So even though this shul maybe didn't have in mind to do it, but there's this leiv based on masna that takes away this kedusha for these purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in other words, right, in other words, they know that there's going to be difficulty where they're going to put the tzedakah box, so this is a convenient place. So therefore, there's like an innate tonight that the Beis Din, it's never, they're masna, so whatever you really need the space for, so technically it's not the best thing. He has to find a limud chus. I mean, because technically this is a tashmish nekedusha. He has to find a limud chus. So that's this truma sadeshin. He says, just like what the Gemara says, that the Lev Beis Din is masna to mevatel the kedusha from the extra korbanos to midim that we didn't need for this year. So too, the masna that the tashmish kedusha, which really has kedusha, wouldn't have kedusha because the shu. Yeah, in other words, if achare is some amount of years, we want to get another. This rips, and we want a new plastic. We'll put this in Seamus. We'll talk more about that in a second. We'll put this in Seamus. Tablecloth, right. Yeah, okay, one second. So he says over here, So it's like there was a Tanai. So it could be that, the question is, so therefore would you even have to put in Seamus in the end, because if you have this far of Lev Beis Din Masna, but we'll see. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says there's a concept of Kedusha, Iker HaKedusha, and then the Tashmish Kedusha. Then, the Gemara tells us in Megillah there's Tashmish to Tashmish. Let's look on page the Gemara in Megillah. Back to the Gemara in Megillah. Page is it? The Tashmish Kedusha. What page? 12. Oh. Yeah. So then the Gemara says like this. First wide line. Dama Rava. Meresh Havamina Hai Prisa Tashmish Tashmishu. There is Prisa Rashi, Yiriyah Shepersim Sevius HaOran Mibifnim. Rashi, Tosis doesn't like that pshat. He says it's Mibachutz. Persim HaSosovim HaOran Mibachutz. Let's learn Tosis pshat. It'll make things easier for us, at least. So it's, you have the Oran, and then you have something like the Parochas here. So he says, so that he thinks is a tashmish to tashmish, because it's not what, it's not mishamish the Sefer Torah, it's mishamish the Orem. Now the assumption is that the Orem is also a tashmish to Kedusha, right? Even though that's a quote, we have to understand that as well, because this tashmish Kedusha, the mantle, we said that's a tashmish to Kedusha, and then if you're going to change the mantle and it's worn out, you have, that's for sure, you're going to put that in Seamus. Put that in Geniza. Because that's on the Sefer Torah, the Mishamish, the Sefer Torah. And something that's Mishamish, the Mishamish, that's a Tashmish, the Tashmish. So Tashmish, the Tashmish is what? Is not Kaddish. So the Gemara says that he thought that covering on the Oron, originally he thought was a Tashmish, the Shmater, Tashmish, but then he saw that they take that covering and they put what? they put the Sefer Torah on. So then he says the Tashmish Kedusha. It's interesting. I was asking, the sukkahs, all these YU, they got a new sukkah. You know, for years they had the same sukkah, and then they got a new sukkah. So I don't know why, but they got a canvas sukkah. See, they used to have two sukkahs. So one they kept in the sidewalk. That was a wooden sukkah in the sidewalk on Amsterdam Avenue. And then they had this other wooden sukkah inside by the cafeteria in the Rishus HaYochid. I mean, outside, but inside the... But it got decrepit, so this year they decided to get a new sukkah. So the sukkah they got was a canvas sukkah. So the canvas sukkah has its halakha questions about that. So I was discussing with Rav Abadi his opinion of canvas sukkahs. So he told me when he grew up in Tveria, he said, you know what they made the sukkahs from? He said they took the parochas from the Aron Kodesh, and then they use that as the defanus of the sukkah. Okay. So those were all like Nogara from our canvas sukkahs. But he says that he grew up that in Tveria. Rav Abadi told me that that they used the parochas of the Aron Kodesh, but to make the sukkah. Oh. So it's like this. So the question is like this. So what is the status of the... So we said, because the status of the parochas is a tashmish to tashmish, so then it shouldn't have kedusha. And so that works in well, that they used, how could you use a tashmish kedusha even for a sukkah? That wouldn't be so pashut that you could... you could do that. There's a discussion, Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, where somebody was using an esrog, a real esrog, for noy sukkah. And then in the middle of sukkah, somebody needed an esrog. So the question is whether he could use the esrog for the mitzvah, because maybe mitzvah is lav lehenos nidnu, so it's not considered getting hanos. So the whole tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. Oh. But the question is the Aron Kodesh really a Tashmish to Kedusha? That's the question. Because our Sifrei Torah, a lot, they're all covered up. So does the Aron Kodesh really what? Does it touch the Sefer Torah? So the Atzei Chaim are with the cloth.
The
Tashmish, yeah. Yeah, but there you could have the tefillin. What are you saying?
The
tefillin has a box.
Right.
So that's what I want to discuss. So the same question should arise there as well. In other words, what is the exact definition? In other words, and we'll see. So some talk about the difference between Sephardi Sefer Torah and Ashkenazi Sefer Torah. That's what Rav Abadi says to me. We see if somebody says it's in a packet here. Sephardi Sefer Torah, it's mamish in a case. And the Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, Rav Abadi thought was Shvach HaMais, the mantle. So even though it's not touching, but it's the mantle. But the mantle is he thought maybe it's a little Shvach, and then that's maybe that's what he meant, it's like touching the Sefer Torah itself. But that's the question. Or is there room to say that the Aron is not even a Tashmish Kedusha? Maybe it's a Tashmish to Tashmish. Oh. So you have to see the following. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What page? Yeah, 24. This is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted on every page in Shulchan Aruch, but you sometimes should take out the original Sefer. I remember many years ago, I was in the Gottesman Library, so I was very close with Rav Berish Mandelbaum. Berish Mandelbaum was a big Talmid Chacham. He was originally from Warsaw, and he was the librarian, you know, from 1948 to 1998. He was for 50 years. He worked in the yeshiva, and he was a big bucky in the Sfarim, and we were very close over many years. So I was once trying to find Rabbeinu Yerucham. I was looking, you know, the old days. You look in the car catalog. I'm not from the computer people, so I still look in the card catalog. So now today, any good library that's supposed to have, it's a busha to have a card catalog today. So I was looking for Rabbeinu Yerucham. So he says, no, where do I look? Reish, Rabbeinu, Yerucham, you know. So he says, no, you look under Tuf, because the official name of the Sefer is Toldos Adam Bechava. That is the official name of the Sefer of Rabbeinu Yerucham, because he basically divided all of Judaism into Adam and Chava. And certain halachas are the Adam halachas, and certain halachas are the Chava halachas. And that's what he called the Sefer. So you look on the Tuf. So that's what you look on, the Tuf, and you find told us Adam Chava. So he writes like this. He says like this, Nira. He also hamakam shalom shemesim bo Sefer Torah Likros, yesh lo din kedusha sefer beis knesses. Aval ein tashmish kedusha. In other words, like the teva here, the bima. He put sefer Torah on it. It has a din of kedushas beis knesses, but it's not a tashmish kedusha. Shel olam ein manichen olav sefer Torah. He never put the Torah directly on the bima. El im mitpakat. Pavle tashmish to tashmish. So therefore, this bima, one day, after it uses time for many years, then you can just remove it. You know, tashmish to tashmish. It doesn't have kedusha. You don't have to put it in geniza. Pavle tashmish to tashmish. Chay nira misukis ha-gemara. Chay kosa rosh. Oh, now he's going to sit now. He will olam Eidu nikra tashmish ella shasefer mamish munach alav. Zulasi imhu osoy lekavod. Oh, so that's the key line here. That if something is osoy lekavod, even if it's not direct touching, it also has a din of what? Of tashmish kedusha. So mixes osim lesvarim ala kroshim shal lesvarim. Aval also a mixa, also lishmor also a mixa. So we say you have something on the around the sefer, and then something on top of that. But if it's also for covered of the sefer, then even though it doesn't technically touch the sefer, it's also called what? Tashmish kedusha. So this Rabbeinu Yerucham is a very important yesod. Because we always think Dafka is touching, so the Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that no, even if it's not touching, but if it's also lekavod, then it also has a din of Tashmish Kedusha. Oh. So Harav Maybrook Shlita is asking a Muradikakasha. He said, why is this parochus here? Why is this parochus here? Is it to a cover for the Aron, or is it a cover for the Torah? So what is this for? So Dr. Maybrook wants a claim that may, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, maybe the parochus should be a tashmish kedush, not a tashmish tashmish, because even though it's never touching the Sefer Torah, but it's also for the cover. You make a nice mechubadik parochus, maybe it should be. Oh, so we're going to see who says like you. The bima. Yeah. What, the mantle underneath the plaster?
Yes.
This thing. Yes. So what would be that? What would be that called? Maybe it also says it's... Oh, so what does he say? Let's see. Where does he say? So Olam Lemiluchel Tzovtev El Im Mipachas Favolei Tashmish. The Tashmish means the... This is the Tashmish, the Tashmish. Oh, so let's see. But also lishmor. But if it's for shmirah, that's different. So this is a big shayla. Rav Abadi has a tshuva, and Caleb Bay is his sefer, and others talk about this. The safe today, we have a safe, right? A safe. So what's the story of a safe? Because a safe is security. So is that called l'shmira, if it's shmira, or is that also l'kavod, or is it both? Oh. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 28. So the Mechaber says, Kuvnum Dal Gimel. Tashmishi Kedusha Gum Tikshel Svarim Muzuzos Ritzuos Tfilin Pagas Shinozlibo Sefer Torah Chumashvich Fikisi Shinozlim Sefer Torah Vilon Shotolim Bnei Haichol Yish Behem Kedusha V'Tzorech L'Gonzom. So the Vilon is the Parochus. But it says the Mogad of Ram Zayin Yishim Dilefamim Manichim Oso Halaretz Manichim Sefer Torah Olof. So he says, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the parochas, they thought it not, but since they put but Magen Avraham seemingly says that what? Only because they put the Sefer Torah sometimes on it. They take but just like Rabbi Bai said, in his community, they took the parochas off to use as the defamus of the sukkah. So in the shuls, they used to take, instead they didn't have, today we have this cloth and that one. In those days, they didn't have necessarily this cloth, so they take that cloth off and they put it. It would be very frugal to use the same one. But if you learn like the Magen Avraham, if you learn the Magen Avraham, then just because it's the only reason that it's a tashmish is because the Sefer Torah goes on it. But then look in the Ramah, the Dafka Dover Shemenichem Bahem Dover Kedusha Ba'atzmal Fonim. Oshanasel covered. So if it's also the covered, so he quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Ramah. If it's also the covered, then not. So the Magen Avraham says, Shanasel covered umunach al dover shebekdusha. Now what does that mean? So what do you need munach al dover shebekdusha? No, so if you look at the Machzis Hashefer, he says like this. If the thing is also the covered, say you have the Sefer Torah, and then you have a mantle, and then you say you have another mantle, something to super it. So that's on the Sefer Torah. So even though that second mantle, say, is not touching the Sefer Torah, but it's also the covered, so then what? Then it's called a Tashmish. It's not called a Tashmish, the Tashmish. Because it's also for the covered and Sefer Torah, even though it's not touching. But it has to be munach on the thing. But if it's not munach, like this, it's not munach. The parochas here is not munach on the. So then the Magen Avraham says that the Rebbein Yerucham won't apply. But Dr. Maybrook could still say back. Who says? So who's the ally of Dr. Maybrook? Who's his ally? So I remember. You know, one of my many conversations with Rabbi Mandelbaum Zatzal. So we were talking about the Sefer Olas Tamid and Olas Shabbos. It's a classical Sefer. So he said to me, you know why it's famous? Because the Magen Avraham always says, Udoloka Olas Tamid, Udoloka Olas Shabbos. Right? So that became famous. It's you have to be Rolakach for the Magen Avraham to say Tudolo on you. You know, most people, it's not even, doesn't make it to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, so here, in Ches, I was thinking about Rabbi Mandelbaum, because he's also a Kovid, Murach al Dovish of Begdusha, Pasha Enke Vilon, Kainirali, the O, the Lo, Ka'olas Tamid. The Lo, Ka'olas Tamid. Oh, so I was always curious, so Taka, what does the Olas Tamid say? Not everyone owns an Olas Tamid, but Baruch Hashem, I live by the goddess in the library, so I can, I have an Olas Tamid at my disposal. So on page 32, the Olas Tamid says like Dr. Maybrook. He says that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that this parochus here is what? Is a tashmish to kedusha. It's not a tashmish, it's a tashmish. He says, Vilon shatolim v'heichal atam, Mefarshin and Hosim Dofomim Aifile Manchin Sevator Lficha Tashmi Sevator Mamashu. That's the Gemara. Avogav the Ainz Tashmish Kavua. Okay. Kazabes Yosef is a Parochus Shalanu. Should be is a Tashmish to Tashmish, because we never put the Sevator in there. Mashmi Dvar, the Ainless or Shvil Shosul Kovat Sevator, Kamosh Kaz Rabba Sabak. The Ainless or Shvil Shosul Kovat Sevator. But it's Mashmi from the Beis Yosef that Kovat Sevator is not good enough. Not like what we quoted from the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Who fiza yesh letmo ala rab shehe tik divrei Rabbeinu Yerucham niru kecholkim ala mechaber. He says that the Rabbeinu Yerucham really is arguing with what the mechaber said, because according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, this is lekovod sefer Torah, so the vilon, even if it's not a vilon that ever touches it, it sure shall be osur. So therefore, he says the Ramah should have written Yesh Omrim, because Yesh Omrim implies that we're arguing on what you said before, and he claims, the Olas Tamid wants to claim that the Rabbeinu Yerucham would argue with the Mechaber, and say like you, and against the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham said, no, the Rabbeinu Yerucham at least has to be on the Dover Shebetush, even if it's not touching it. But if it's Bibachutz, it's not on the Sefer Torah, so then it's a tashmish, the tashmish, and the Olas Tamid says no. Who says it has to be on? As long as it's part of the covered of the Sefer Torah, then that's also considered what? A tashmish to kedusha. Near the chokim, lama lo kosel loshi miyah near the came into pasach mcham ken stam haydin the mashmish shvilei the gamas manazek ken hadin b'tam the kosel of a rabba ago v'chozer become. So he claims that the Mechah is, he says, but the Mechah in the end says, Vilon has Tashmish to Kedusha. So who says the Magen Avraham is right? That it's talking about Dafka, and the Mechah is talking about Bezman Hazeh. So we don't do that. We wrap it in the Sefer Torah that Paroch is Bezman Hazeh. So he thinks that even the Mechaber, so in other words, he's conquering, the Olas Tamid is conquering the world now. He says everyone really holds like Dr. Vedman. The Mechaber, Ramah, everybody. Everyone holds like him. But the Magen Avraham says, "Udulo ka'olas atamid." You know, and so the Magen Avraham gets the, you know, he always gets the clout.
The Aron HaKodesh, I'm sure, is if you did everything Torah leaning in the Aron HaKodesh on the substance.
Right. So that's the question. But what about? Oh, no. So the question. Oh, so the question that we had. Right. Leans at the back, okay, leans at the back. But this is the question that they had. This is the silver of Tzachayim. Right, so that would be like the Magen Avraham's case. That's on the Torah. So, and it's for covet. So that would be like Rav Halberstam said, that would be Mamish, a case that according to the Magen Avraham would be a Tashmish to Kedush, even though it never touches the cloth. That would be an excellent example. And that's the Magen Avraham Shita, that at least has to be on top of it. Or, you know, whereas the Olas Tamid says, no, as long as it surrounds it, and it's covered. So,
one other question that's kind of correlated to this. How does the basically something you can hang up in your house. Wow. And they fix it up and they Now, it's not being used for anything anymore. Or if you go into the Israeli Museum, there for us, it's hanging from Europe as a...
Right. Right.
Also
a display.
Saying,
so you're saying maybe there's, you're not doing anything with it. You're saying,
right.
So does something have to go to Gniza?
Right.
Or you're not allowed to use Lachol?
Using
it? Yeah. Okay, I would have to look into it before I give a final answer. But I hear what you're saying is very mustaber. That if you're not using it for anything, then
you're
rehabilitating it. But you're not. In other words, you can't put your clothing on it. You can't. But here, you just that. Right. So is that called? Say you just want to use a mantle for just the decoration. So is that the traditional way you want to have your house? Yeah. Is that called? It's not being used. In other words, use means you're putting you want to use it as a tablecloth. And you're going to put your forks in so that would be Mama Johnson. But he's saying, I hear you, Swara. I want to look into it more, but I hear you, Swara.
Oh, but this machlokes is a fundamental machlokes.
Well, they have these in different shuls in different places. Ever you go to different weddings and you go to different shul, you see they have open Sefer Torah and the thing. Questions whether they put it under the glass, the museums and the other things. So the question that the Rav was asking, this was in L.A., Rabbi Muskin was asking about when they just redid his shul, that he was asking this question about the doors of the Aron Kodesh, because they were big doors. So they were not so easy to put them in Geniza. Oh, so the question is: are those doors? Are those considered Tashmish Kedusha or not? So Rav Shachter told him he thought that since the Torah is not, it could be similar to the Magen Avraham, that the Torah is not laying on the. In other words, if you say you have mamash has to touch, it's definitely not touching, and it's not even. So Rav Shachter told him just to be gone is the part where the Torah is actually lying on, the part of the wooden part that's where the Torah is actually being put in. But the door, right, the part that the Torah, the Atzichayim are on that section. But the doors, he thought not. But it's not so partial because maybe the doors. Maybe the doors are also considered part of the. Well, according to the oldest Talmud, for sure the doors would be. Right, so that's the question: whether you have doors, there are doors that are covered, and there are doors that are for security, and there are doors that are both. So definitely the covered. Yeah. Right, he told me, I was in L.A. last week for a chasen, and he said he was hoping that this coming Shabbos, was last Shabbos, that they would move into the new shul. So that's what got me thinking about this whole topic about those doors in L.A. So he followed what Rav Shachter told him, and they was going as the part of it, the other part they weren't, and part of it they were ready to use for the new thing. But that's the question, what's the store... Buried the Aron. So that's the question. What's the story with the doors? So if you say like the Olas Tommy, then the doors the Chora also. If you say the Magen Avraham, then you can say maybe the doors not. There's a tshuva here.
from the Sefer Mishnas Yosef. Mishnas Yosef wrote a lot of svarim on Shemitah. That was his big thing, Shemitah. Mishnas Yosef. And then he started going from Shemitah to Beis Knesses and other things. Big time Chacham in Israel. So he says, he has a whole tshuva on this topic. Glossos Oron HaKadosh Im Heim LeKovod on page 38. Glossos Oron HaKadosh Im Heim LeKovod Ol Lishmira. V'inim Parochas L'Oron Kodosh. So he has this whole thing. And he says, he thinks that the doors are also LeKovod. He says here on page 39. He says, Afilu, right side of the page. Fafil b'mokam shanogim hayom l'kvod losos barzel l'aron kodesh yesh bo bezin yonim etzem hadels l'chovet sefer Torah for b'chol aron kodesh far barzel hanosa b'delza b'vad l'shmira kem shi yefshar lafrido, if it's one piece yefshar lafrido kem kol delos kasui l'chovet domi yesh. So he thinks that in other words, you view it, like Rav Gutman said to me, you view it as one thing. It's not, in other words, even if you want to say not like the Olas Tomid, you want to argue on the Aura, on the Parochas, that's a separate thing. But it could be that the Aron is viewed as one thing, the Kovod Sefer Torah, and maybe the Magen Avraham even agreed to that, because, in other words, you don't say, this thing is the Aron, so this is the... It's not Kovodik to have a thing and no doors there. So, and the Sefer Torah is leaning on part of it. And it's one unit. It's one. See, this you could say is a separate unit. The thing. So it could be what he's saying is even the Magen Avraham, you don't need the Olas, Avada Olas Tomid, but even the Magen Avraham might say that you have to be going as the doors.
When you have a Talmud playing a Beis Avraham,
yeah, so that's what. Right. Unless you say that your masna, that it shouldn't. So you're saying, and when would you have to put it in Geniza? Yeah, but it goes, I mean, but Mikradin. A talus, you could just put in a separate bag and not go in the Mikra Adin. So he would want to know whether there would be a Chiv Medina. So, so one second. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe we're hearing the talus anymore because it's, right, we're a Kedusha. Right. 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 That would be a good sign. Maybe you can't use it as so we still use it as a talus. So they didn't come to the Syria. So but it's a good point you're making. Then he speaks about here so he thinks that if it's for both, as if you have two separate things that's safe and then there's a separate door. So then you can say the safe is only Shmira and that doesn't need to be nigdas, but the separate door is part of the aron. That's the chor. That should be the pashup shot. And then he speaks about the aron kodesh and panovich, but there's no parochas there. So he says that's vaday heim l'kovod l'noi v'lo l'shmira. And then he says he doesn't understand why they don't put a parochas there. Okay, that's yeah. They don't right. Okay, so now one last nekuda. Not one last on this nekuda. Then we'll go into. Then hopefully we'll end in time to daven mincha at the earliest month. Let me ask you a question: is there any way that the possibility to remove the kedusha from the aron? I remember years ago, I always asked Rav Abadi the shilas of an Oron, so he always said that you could be poided, or sell the... In other words, this, we said before, if you sell a shul, the maimar atshe ha'ir, right? Zaytuvayim maimar atshe ha'ir, then the shul is not kodesh and the money is not kodesh. So could you do that? Now a shul, there's a question what it was, like, right, whether it's a...
it has kedusha to it, or it's a tach. But what about a tashmishay kedusha? What about an oron? Could you sell an oron? So it was the whole shaila that Rabbi Muskin had with the Aron Kodesh. So could you just have the board of directors say, we're going to sell the oron, and the zayin tuve ear, the maimon anshe ear, and then we'll just get rid of it. So we won't have to put it in Geniza. Right. So there's a big machlokes haposkim about this. Rav Abadi was always of the opinion you could do some type of pidyon of sorts. There's a Magen Avraham. I'll show you in a second. At least, and according to the Mishnah Berurah holds this way. Then no. That by a shul you could do it, maimon anshe ear, but a tashmish kedusha you always have to put in geniza. You can't sell a tashmish kedusha but maimon anshe ear like a shul and then the whole thing of yotzei l'chulin. And the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he writes beferish, he thinks not that way. Then the Chasam Sofer says that to solve all these shailas, you get the board of directors, the maskim, the community. That they're going to get a new Aron Kodesh, they'll sell it. They sell it. Zayin tu ve'ir, the maimon anshe ha'ir, and the yotzei l'chulin, and then you don't have to worry about the geniza. Let me show you that inside. On page 33. So the Mishnah Berurah is the machmir. He works with the Magen Avraham. Second arrow. We call Malkam Lo Chomir. Chay Mashen Niskam Siv Zed. The Shiva Tuve Eir, but my Man Anshe Eir. Bekfar Micholim Lo Tzi Adam Lechulin. Lav Davak Beis Kedusha. Feel Tashmish Kedusha Adin Kain. In other words, the Tashmish Kedusha, the money won't have Kedusha. And when we call Malkam Yeshchiv Vinay, the Tashmish Kedusha Av the Mutar Lot Nishtamish Medemayim. Just like by the shul, you can buy beer. Can Niskam Vizayin Shiva Tuve Eir, but my Man Anshe Eir. We call Malkam Heim Gufo Bekdusha Kaimi Biyar Alokech. So he's Mr. Bruce Paskening that Tashmish Haguf can never be Yotzei L'chulin. The money, if you're Zayin to Avir, won't have Kedusha, but the actual Aron itself is always Kedusha. Have a base Knesses, where he's assuming, like the Ramban, the Tashmish Mitzvah, Mutul Lishtamish Mem. Only by a shul. We have this halacha that you could be yotzei l'chulin the shul and the money, and that's the Magen Avraham. So that's the. But if you look at the Chasam Sofer and Tshuva Lamaches, so he writes for Ferish, Al Kein Nir Lani Yazdaiti, page 34. Nehi to say for Torah v'tashmishe kedusha, aval eino ki inyan kedushas mikdash v'nidrei gavoa sh'mo'alim b'hem. It's not real kedusha, like in the Beis Hamikdash v'niftim v'chal kedusha mos. El hakol d'rabbanon. Everything is a d'rabbanon in the shul business. It's all d'rabbanon. She also say for Torah v'tashmish ki ein kedushas mikdash. V'shuv ne'mar b'kavosh ne'mar b'kedushas Beis Haknesses v'tashmishe kedusha yotzim l'chulin al yedei pinyan. V'chal ha'kedusha l'amos midrabanon, v'shuv midi'iklish mitzchal al-gdei zayin tu v'ayir v'mayim ben anshe ayir k'mo beis ha'knesses. So that's the so the Chasam Sofer paskins that if you have a tashmish kedusha, you have a mantle, you have an aron kodesh, and it's too cumbersome to put in geniza, so you get the zayin tu v'ayir v'mayim ben anshe ayir, you sell it, and the Kedusha goes off, and the Kedusha is not, it goes off the money, and then you don't have to put it in Geniza.
Without the help of Shabbat Rubo, that would definitely help with the money, to change the mantle, put it in the
if you had, if it was done by Zayin Tuveir, by Maimon Anshe Ha'ir.
That would definitely help.
Yeah. So if you do it that way, but not everyone agrees with this Chasam Sofer. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. Not the Sefer Torah itself.
Also
Also say the Torah that we can't get into. Shuv nemar b'kavod shem kedusha beis hamikdash. How kedusha? Yeah, I mean the Sefer Torah will still have Shema, so Oh, so that's what I want to speak about now. And Rav Vosner on page 40, he discusses this Shaila. On page 40, and he says that he now the second arrow he named mad the pshita le lamar the tzrichim geniza by the aron kami named the mutal hori lakatzer the didi lo pshita. He says it's not pasha to me that you need, and that's what Rabbi Bali said. I should look in Reish Pei Beis. That's a tour of Russia. Tashmishi kedusha kvo beis kness. They have shul otzi lechula. They have zayin tuva here. Even though our body was questioning whether we have zayin tuva here, but whatever. They have shul otzi lechula. They have zayin tuva here. A few l'mishnei v'shikra. L'das beis Yosef. Sham gam das Rambam came. And the Magen Avraham is machmir, but the Pri Megadim says that he thinks not that way. Pri Megadim is like the Hasan Sofer. A few tashmishi kedusha. Have shul otzi lechula. So he says that you know what Poskim is saying is Pashal Lisser is not so simple that, and the Chasam Sofer was Makel. I don't know, you know, how he himself Paskin, but he says that there's, you know, there's definitely a tzad that it could be mutter. Okay, now just a couple of last points is like this. A couple of minutes, we'll say over, and then a couple of milei the agada, and then we'll daven mincha. Let me say like this: several years ago, how many years? Many, many years ago, I grew up in Flatbush, so on East 28th Street. It's right near the Aguda of Beis Binyamin. Rav Isby was the rav there, Rav Broy and Rav Leif. So what happened there was there was a fire in the shul. There was a fire in the shul. Whatever caused the fire, there was a fire in the shul. The shul burned down. There was Tisha B'Av, Chol Yom Shabbos, the whole thing. The shul burned down. So they built a new shul, a nice new shul, and then they had a Shabbos, a special dedication of the shul, of the new shul. And they invited Rav Belsky Zatzal to come to give a shiur that Shabbos. So Bekitzer, I'll tell you what he said in the. So he spoke about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So he said like this, that the. He says, the Gemara says, on page 41, so this is a bit cooler, because you have to realize one thing. We don't realize how chomer Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is. You know, there's a din of the issur of Dvarim B'Talim. So Dvarim B'Talim means that basically shul is over, and everyone's wishing everyone good Shabbos, and everyone's friendly. That's nice. Where are you going this summer? What are you doing? No lashon hara. No. But that's called Dvarim B'Talim. That's called, meaning it's nice outside the shul, but inside the shul, there's what? It's osur. Dvarim B'Talim. Even though it's not Lashon Hara free, no problem, but just say, how are you? How's this one? How's that one? How's yeshiva going? That's called Dvarim B'Talim. Even though they can be very important things, it's called Dvarim B'Talim. So Dvarim B'Talim is osur in shul. But the Minig Olam is halavai that the shul should, you know, no one talks during the shul, just talks at the end when everyone's folding their talis and whatever, getting leaving. So that technically is awesome. But the ma'isa, you know, we do it. So what's the heter? So the heter is brought down in the poskim. We assume that batek neseyos shebebovel al tnai hin asuyim. So it means that the shul in chutz la'aretz was made al tnai. So therefore, certain things that are not what? Big bizyon. There are three levels. There's you know, the davening in the shul. And then there's things that are not a bizayon, but not real bizayonis, but still are not proper for a shul, an usher in the shul, like Dvar Batalim. And then the mamish people want to have a carnival in the shul. I'm talking about in the sanctuary. You know, those things. So the halacha is that batek niyosos shebabol b'nai asuyim, but within limitations. Ein nogim behem kalos rosh. So, achila, when you're asking your friend, you know, how are you, what's doing, how's the family, you know, that's not kalos rosh. That's just dvar b'tayim. So the t'nai helps for the things that are not kalos rosh and dvar b'tayim. But the kalos rosh, that never is mutter. In other words, you know, sometimes you have a shul that they have a they sell pocketbooks in the sanctuary. You know, different things they do in the sanctuary. So that's already even the t'nai won't help for that. But the point being is there's a machlokas Rashi, as Rebelski discussed, the machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns al t'nai al menashi ishtam shubahem, which the Rishonim say means that you could use them for other things, except for the davening and learning, except less than they don't go overboard. Tosis shita is that no, al t'nai in asuyin only is once the shul is no longer in use. Not. I don't mean in the afternoon when there's no one there. I mean the shul is in salt yet, but the shul is no longer in use. So then t'nai helps. When the shul is still in use, Tosis shita is that t'nai doesn't help. T'nai doesn't help. And how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch is like Tosfos, Mechumra, page 42, Yud Aleph. In Bishas Bin Yemei Zeth, Hisnu Alol L'Tashmish Bo, Mutal L'Shtamish Bo, B'chor Bono, Aval B'Yeshuv Alol Mahani Tanai. B'Yeshuv Alol Mahani Tanai. So we're going to have to see in a second, so that puts us in Gahak Tzart. Because even the best of us, you know, we'll see in a second. But so it depends what shul. If you're in a big shul, they don't have the kiddush in the sanctuary. They have a kid in a good in the shtibul, so that they have shal shudus in the room where they daven, and they have the kiddush, and it's all. But the psak in shulchan aruch is that the tonight doesn't help. So even for the things that are not kalos rosh. So before we get to the answer to that question, so what Ravelsky discussed in the Shia was the Bir Halacha's Kasha. Ravelsky discussed the Bir Halacha of how come the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that for the Oren Kodesh you can make it, for Tashmishei Kedusha you can make it tonight. You can make it tonight. So how come for a shul you can't make it tonight, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins? And for the Aron Kodesh, you can. Where's the Shulchan Aruch say that? Let's see. What? 43? Let's see. Page 43. Where? Yeah, I mean here. The Bir Halacha is here. Yeah, the Bir Halacha says it's in Kuv here. Kuf Nun Dalad Ches. Did I put that in? Let me see if I have that here in the earlier part. Kuf Nun Dalad Ches. One second. Let's see. Okay, but. Okay, I don't know if it's in the packet, but in Kufna, you can look it up. In Kufna Dal Ches, the Mechaber Paskins, that you can make a T'nai, look at the Bir Halacha quotes on page 44 in the first line. Dval Kishos, we see in Kufna Dal Ches, the Mahani T'nai La Tashmishi Kedusha, that you can make a T'nai Meikara, that it shouldn't have, like, to the Aron and for the Mantle, you can make a T'nai Meikara. So how come by Beis Knesset he paskins that you can't make it tonight for a shul, only it's b'churbono, and by Tashmishei Kedusha you can make it tonight? So the Magen Avraham asks this kasha also. So the Magen Avraham says
that the Tanai Shavid Zafka Latanai shall call us Rosh, Rachil Ushtiel, Kanis Bahama, Fal Shatashmish, Mahani Tanai. So what Rabelsky wanted to focus on was the Bir Halacha's answer, and he wanted to say that the way we start off the shir, that there's a chovah to have a shul, to have a base kinesis in the community, right? So he says that's why there's if you make it tonight, maybe you won't be yotzei that mitzvah. Maybe you won't be yotzei that mitzvah. So therefore, they didn't want to have a tonight in the shul itself, which is a chiddush, because you could say that still there is surim there. You can't have kalos rosh, so you can question this bir halacha. But that's a bir halacha to say. By an aron, there's no halacha. You have to have an aron. So if you have a box, like Rav Belsky said over, if you have a box that you can put the pushkin also, that's also it's also good. But a shul, you have to have a shul. So if you make it tonight, maybe that undermines that kiyum of having a shul in the community. That was what Rav Belsky said over from the bir halacha. And in terms of the other nakuda is that we're so makel that we speak in shul, and we do all this. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva here on page 45. This tshuva was written to the late Rav Pinchas Teitz, Zatzal. And the tshuva was about the seeing eye dog. That was always a whole big thing. That the blind people who want to come in with the dog, are they allowed to... So Rav Moshe, you can read the whole tshuva, we're not going to go through the whole thing now, but the upshot of what he says is... He says, look, the Maisa we're Mekel, and all these things. We have you have Shal Shudders in Shul, like you said, and we have the Tikkun for the Yortzeit in the Shul. I mean, we're talking about in the Shuls that they have it in the sanctuary. So what's the Pshat? It's against Shulchan Aruch. So you need somebody like Ramosha to make this comment. We don't say this on our own. But he says, and the second arrow on page 46, second arrow, in Kain Mukrochim Lomar Shinogim Karashi, Nagosashiv Shemazura, Shemruta Latanai. So it's basically the Minig Olam is that we don't follow the Shulchan Aruch. That's why you need somebody like Rav Moshe to say that because if other people start saying this, then you could, then you could on. But if Rav Moshe says it, so Kain Mukrochim Lomar Shinogim Shanogim Karashi, that goes my money, Shemutar Latanai, feel be Shuvam Lachil Ushtia. So therefore, he says, once we're makel on that, then we can let the dog come in also. So if you can eat at the tikkun, so then you can have the. If you're in the shul that you're machmir, not to speak the Dvarim Batalim, then you can have the dog outside. But if you're already speaking the Dvarim Batalim in the shul, then don't give the blind person a problem. And let the dog come in first, because it must be that we're following Shitas Rashi that holds that the Tanai works even b'binyono, not only b'churbano. Yes.
I heard the same with the salvation for the father of a shokel, that the salvation was very much in the exclusion of bingo.
Bingo. In any place or bingo?
In the shul.
In the sanctuary.
Not the sanctuary, but the
okay, man, that could be a separate. I mean, if it's not in the sanctuary, then that's other issues. What you do in the other rooms of the building is a different thing. Okay. Okay. Well, in other words, by Bava we say the stam of the milsa was made on tonight. The question is, in Eretz Yisrael, if you mamish masna, well, you know, they have to see what would be the din there. Oh, so... I want to say over two vorts, and then we'll daven mincha. So now, so we Baruch Hashem, we did all these mechoros here about the Aron, about Mikdash Ma'at, what Machlokas Rambam in the Ramban, Zayin Tu Ve'ir, Machlokas Tanai, and all these things you can chazer over. You can look now two things with Mili the Agoda, Azoy. So there's a Meshech Chochmah. Rav Shechter likes to call this Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah writes in Parshat Bamidbar, on page 47, where did Chazal know this idea that Tashmish Kedusha has Kedusha, but Tashmish the Tashmish doesn't? Where did they get it from? In other words, the Gemara never quotes Menachem Emili, you know, like it's an assumption. So he says an interesting idea. He says because the Kohanim were the Meshamshei, the Korbanos, so a Kohen has Kedusha. A Levi doesn't have Kedusha. So Shechter says no such thing in Halacha Kedusha as Levi because they're a Tashmish to Tashmish. And what's his Raya? So he quotes the Gemara in Bechoros that if Rav Shechter says it over his what, that we know that pigeon haben say, right? If your mother and if you're a Kohen a Levi, or the mother is a Bas Kohen a Bas Levia, so there's no pigeon haben. So what if it's if you nivol la'akum? So nivol. So what would be if the Kohenis was Nivola La'akum? So he says like this, that if a Kohen has Kedusha, so then if somebody is Nivola La'akum, so then that could take away the Kedusha. A Levi shezinsa ochelus b'maisa, because a Levi never had kedusha, so there's nothing to be mafkia the kedusha. So that's why Rav Shechter put down Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. We say that a Levi, a Leviya bas Levi that was zinsa, so the son is not going to have Pidyon HaBen because she's still a Levi, a bas Levi. She doesn't lose the kedusha. But because since a Levi never had Kedusha, there's nothing to be mafkia. But by Kohenis, there's Kedusha, so in the Vedelos La'akum, so then the Kedusha of Kohen is Nischalel, and the Mela, so then there would be a Chiv Pidyon HaBen, because there's no Kohen or Levi, because the Kohen is Nischalel. So you see from that halacha, as Rav Shechter pointed out, based on the Meshech Chochma, that a Levi doesn't have Kedusha, and a Kohen doesn't, and so the Meshech Chochma is saying, and that's the word, because the Korbanos is the Gufa Kedusha, the Kohen is the Meshamish Kedusha, and the Levi is Meshamish to Meshamish. Well, I'd like to end with the following. There is a Mishnah in Zvachim, on page 49 here, on Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that certain things you can put on the Mizbeach, and certain things you can't. You have an animal, so you have the tzemer, the wool of the. So does the tzemer of the animal go on the mizbeach or not? Or if you put it on, do you take it off? So he says like this: Atzemer shav rosh hakvasim, bizman shi muchubarim yalu, pirshu lo yalu. In other words, if the tzemer is still connected to the animal, to the korban, and you put the korban on, then the tzemer what? Could be on the Mizbeach also. But if you shear the tzemer off and it's detached, now you can't put it on. So in the Sefer Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk, he says the vort in Parshas Emor, he always says a beautiful vort, that he says, Yesh l'ramez al pizeh atzemer shabekvasim, that a person always has to be dovuk to Kedusha. Godu malas atzadikim v'dibu chachamim. Because once you're dovuk, Yivarach Yirei Hashem Haktanim Mimagdolim. Himaktanim Mimuchubarim Mimagdolim Gam Heim Bechlal HaBracha. Yivarach Yirei Hashem Haktanim Mimagdolim. But once you sever the tie, so then there's no, then there's, so the same thing you see. The tzemer is what? If it's still connected to the korban, then it can be go on the Mizbeach. If it's severed, it can't. And the idea being, Tashmish Kedusha, and the whole idea of Kedusha, is that a person has to connect with Kedusha. If a person's connected, so then he's a different type of person. Once he severs Kedusha, he's not connected to a Talmidei Chacham, he's not connected to Kedusha, to a Shul, to a Rav, to a thing like that, so then it's a whole different story. And that's the Kedusha's based Knesset and Tashmishi Kedusha. The closer you are to Kedusha,
that's Kedusha also. The more remote you are, and that's our goal in life, to be people who are dovak to Kedusha. And that's what you see from the Tiferet Shlomo says, you see from this din, that the tzemer, kolzman, it's dovak to the korban, it can be on the mizbeach also. But pirshu, lo yala. And that's the yisod of Kedusha's base, Knesset, and Mishra, and all Kedusha that we have in the world, so we should all be zocher. And we're sitting here today on the legal holiday, and we thank all the people coming, learning till you know, Chatzos Hayom, that's the Vidovak to Kedusha, so it should be as chus for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
Thank you.